Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And there he is.
Woo!
Oscar Spud Santana. Oscar, how was your weekend?
It was great.
Don't care. Because we've got a big interview to do here. This is exciting. It's a satellite interview.
Oh, satellite.
Yes. What's that?
Satellite.
Oh, of course.
Via satellite.
We are going now. He is still in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the championship pitcher from the Little League World Series. I believe we will actually be speaking to him via translator.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Huang J. Young. Are you there, Huang?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, is this the translator?
I'm the translator. Are you ready for the interview?
I think to make things less awkward, translator, what is your name?
Yes, Mick, we're connected. We're connected.
I am Mick Doc Cock.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Again, to clarify your name.
Mick Doc Cock.
Okay, very good. And
are you ready for interview?
We're ready. If
Huang,
yeah,
Huang is standing
by. Do we
by.
Call him Huang? Because I know sometimes in other cultures, sir, the first and last names are sometimes different than they are in the Eastern countries.
Great point, Rob. Great point.
So I want to know: should we call this guy Huang?
It's Young, I thought.
Or Young.
It's Huang. It's Huang Jay Young.
Yes,
Young.
And his last name
Young
is it's a hyphenated name.
You can say, hey, Wang.
Hey, Wang.
Wang J.
Hey, Wang. It's why the pictures. It's a parking lot.
Are you?
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes now.
Oh, thank you for the narration.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Hello. Hello.
Is this Wang?
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
This is exciting. Once again, let us reset.
I am ready to take your questions for Huang.
All right, the championship pitcher from the Little League World Series. This is the South Korean Huang J. Young. Hi, Huang.
Hi.
Huang, how does it feel to be world champion?
It is a great honor to be champion of the world and a well-fought battle by our team. I would like to thank my teammates and the people of South Korea for their incredible support.
How exciting is this for you? You must have understood that without the translator.
Oh, he understands. He do not speak, though.
Oh, I see.
He understands, so he understands, but he does not speak.
But he's making
great. So I have
great
to translate answer, but also bit would be far too tedious if I had to repeat questions.
Understood.
Yes. So now, smartass, you ask question again, please.
Yeah, I said, yes. Gee, Pop, how excited are you to have won the Little League World Series?
I have found the entire experience to be incredibly rewarding. I especially like the camaraderie of the other players on all of the teams around the world.
I see. Is this your first time in the United States?
This is my first time in America. I am particularly enamored of your French fries.
Oh, Wang, you like them?
Wang,
yes.
Are you a PlayStation or Xbox guy?
I am quite fond of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was a long answer.
Yeah, he didn't even answer. He said PlayStation or Xbox.
Now, you must be very excited to be in America. What is your impression of our country as a whole?
I love to all meet Angel. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I especially like your movies. Guardian of the Galaxy is my favorite.
Very good.
I watched that with my teammates while it was at a Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Wang, is Jitterbug your favorite Wang Chung song?
Hi.
Oh, the American
band.
He
does not understand. You are making reference from much long ago. Cannot do that.
Ask him if it's in the band, if everyone is going to have fun tonight.
No, you ask him.
Okay. Hey, is everyone going to have fun tonight?
I the boy.
He says you are a giant a-hole.
What about George Michael's solo career? What's your take on that?
All members of South Korean team have been advised to stay away from public men's room while in Williamsport.
Hey, here's a good question. 2 hours after you won the championship, did you want to win another one?
He says that is horrible stereotype, and this is conclusion of interview due to the fact that fat man with Batman logo on gut cannot handle it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where are the other two? Stratton and Schoenstein?
We looked everywhere, sir, but...
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Have you gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Well, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them.
Mr. Kroger.
2 C's, 2 D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class. Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Mr. Hoover, president of Delta House. 1.6. 4 C's and an F. A fine example you set. Daniel Simpson Day has no grade point average. All courses incomplete. Mr. Blutarsky. 0.0. Now I want you to tell Mrs. Stratton and Mr. Schoenstein exactly what I'm about to tell you now.
What's that, sir?
You're out. Finished at Faber, expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Monday morning, you show the fight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Rob doing a whole Monday morning thing. I like that.
Yeah, how about that? That's a little creative editing, yeah.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25 million downloads.
Oh, look out.
Heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, I know when you think of Scotland, you think of bogs, right?
Oh, yeah, bogs. Yeah, Wade Boggs.
But did you know that North Liberty, Iowa has a bog in it? It has Annie Boggs.
Annie Boggs.
Yes, of the North Liberty Boggs, Mike.
Oh, she used to raise, some of those award-winning pigs they had at the county fair. It was Annie Boggs and her award-winning hog.
The Hogs Boggs.
That's one great hog.
Yeah.
Nice Annie. Hog.
Well, is it hogs or hog?
It's Boggs.
A Boggs. I'm sorry.
Hog is the livestock.
Annie Boggs and her award-winning hogs. I wonder if she blogs about her hogs.
She has a vlog.
Yeah, Annie Boggs and her... All right, forget it. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the world.
Why? Why is that,
because
Mike?
Because they get it, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today is brought to you by Harry's. That's right, we love Harry's. I'm ready for... I am so happy with Harry's. And I will tell you something. When I first started using my Harry's shave kit, I will tell you this, that I had leftover razors from the drugstores, the expensive ones.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
I did a little of my own little comparison, and I will tell you, there is none.
None.
They are superior blades. Not only are they phenomenally priced, but they are superior. Razor blades are expensive. That's why the guys at Harry's started this, Harry's.com. They make their own blades. In fact, they bought their own factory in Germany so they could cut out the middleman. And the result is their blades happen to be the best. They're about half the price of the other big brand blades, and they work better. I'm here to tell you that. I tested it. I did a little taste test, you know? One cheek one way, one cheek the other way.
I'm not even going to pursue that. I just want to tell
Thank
this
you.
To the head shavers of America. Do you know I have to shave my head less frequently because the Harry's blade gives me such
that.
A close shave. I hate shaving my head. Harry's makes it great.
I want to thank all the TMOS listeners for going ahead and really supporting Harry's, because it's really worth it. It's a great price point, and it's a great value, and everybody that's gotten their shave kit knows that. Thanks for sending your pictures
yes.
of getting your shave kits in the mail. That's the reason Harry's is going to be with us for a while. We're very happy. The starter set, this is an amazing deal. Listen up. $15, you get the razor, moisturizing shave cream, 3 razor blades, and it's brought right to your door with free shipping. Why are you paying $32 or more for an 8-pack of lousy blades when it's half the price at Harry's? Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com, and enter the code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer, and start shaving better today. I think that means that's $10 when you get your little shave kit.
Brought and, to your door, Mike. Brought to your door.
To your door, Rob.
To your door, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Your face.
All right, before we start anything else on this, any topic whatsoever, lots going on in the world, lots going on in the world of entertainment, but I have to say there's something incredibly disturbing out there on social networking that I have to address.
All right.
And that is, what is Horny Bob Spiewak's fascination with Mamie Van Doren, a woman who is pushing 90.
And
what is
still,
wrong with your
still no, horribly boxed.
No, no, no. Now do
you
not
don't think do, she's
do not
boxed.
Side with your father. Even though it is your father, you must have right. a clearer head.
Here's
she
the deal.
She is a monster, Rob.
She's
she
not a
is
monster.
A plastic surgery monster. And he's saying things like, still looking hot when
yeah.
you see her.
Yeah.
There was a picture that he posted.
Yes.
I gotta find this.
There was a picture he posted of Mamie Van Doren, who is what? She was a star during what, the 40s?
No, she is sort of a contemporary of Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield. People should know who
both
she
happened.
Is
Jane Mansfield still with us?
No longer with us.
And I believe Marilyn Monroe not either, not with
no,
us. And
this,
most
this
of Mamie Van Doren's contemporaries no longer with us either. But HBS is still looking hot. No, she's not. There, these are. This
if
is a plastic
catches
woman.
Her just right.
But
she
Rob,
was. But here's the deal. You see, my
was
father.
Was she wearing a mask?
She's
that's
83.
My question.
83.
Yes, and
she's 83.
Still
years
manages
young.
To look stunning.
Oh God.
Now, my
look,
father
now,
is
hold
reading
on.
Her book. You see.
Well, let me just say this.
This broad does not
there
look
is
good.
Jane Fonda, who is what, north of 70, correct?
Sure.
And Jane Fonda, who. You know, you look at Jane Fonda on a red carpet, you know she's had some work done,
yeah.
and you know she's got the hair and all, but you look at her and the condition she
oh,
is
she
in,
looks great.
And I say to myself, that is truly phenomenal that she is still, she's fitter than a lot of women a third of her age that are out there on the red carpet. You look at Mamie Van Doren,
yes.
and I am looking at a surgery situation, or perhaps even
not
something
so sure. not
more.
So sure, not so sure she's ever had any plastic surgery.
Okay.
I'd like to see the paperwork.
She looks
on
like
that.
Gumby.
But here's it.
It's,
the color is wrong.
And HBS, and I'm all about HBS and his pinup of the day. I love the man, and I like him personally.
Yes.
And he's my my partner's father. I mean,
right.
I and HBS has been a huge supporter of the show, and
the
I
best.
Really do. I'm very fond of Robert Spiewak. But the fact is, when he posts this the other over the weekend, it's like Saturday morning, and this comes across my desk. I'm like, oh, this is creep factor. What are you doing? HBS?
Here's the deal. He's reading her autobiography right now, and it's a fascinating read. He's telling me some of the stories in it, and some of the people she's boned, and some of the people that wanted to bone her. And she's
I'm
got
so
great...
glad the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He's reading Mamie Van Doren's autobiography. I'm so glad
this,
that he's bettering himself.
Did you know,
the reason,
son,
the
that she wanted to bone?
No, do you know?
I knew that already because I read it somewhere, but it's confirmed now.
I was fascinated. The story about she turned down Clark Gable. I thought that was great.
God. Okay.
And all also right. that Rock Hudson was a, how shall we say, an early finisher.
So, oh dear. Well, Rock Hudson didn't like women, so I mean that was
well. Who does?
He probably, but you know, but that will tell you the ages that we're talking about here. But the pictures are what I'm talking about.
But here's the reason behind the pictures: is yes. my father is a fan of pinups from last 100 years, so he friends Mamie Van Doren on Facebook.
Right.
And because he's friended Mamie Van Doren on Facebook.
We found the remains of the Black Dahlia. It seems that it's Horny Bob Spiewak is our number one suspect. There we go. Yeah.
He bought her book, and he's been sort of having a little bit of a Facebook interaction with her. And, he's a...
Whoa. Hold on. A Facebook interaction.
He has been posting... No, not anything
Just
private.
Let me ask the question. Have they been corresponding?
On her wall, yes.
Oh,
Mamie Van Doren's
God.
Wall, Mike.
Well, wait a minute. What has she responded to anything he's written?
Yes.
On the wall?
Yes.
Then that counts as correspondence.
Right.
I did not
do the homework. I spoke to him about it last night.
Oh,
he said,
God.
Mamie Van Doren replied to me on Facebook. I said,
let me just say, this goes out to Kathy, his wife, and I just want to say, darling.
I'm
here for you. You want to call my wife and I down in Florida. We're here to support you. This has got to be excruciating for you.
The conversation
I don't know how you put up with
him. I had with my father last night is, if she knows who you are, maybe it's a good time to take a trip out to Los Angeles. And then I said, and you might want to do it sooner rather than later. Because who knows? If he were to show up at Mamie's house with a bunch of beautiful tulips, say, here you are, doll.
Don't you think that's crossing the line almost?
No. You don't have lunch with a Hollywood legend.
No, and I'm not going to say that it's just a little unusual.
It's anything to do with the sanctity of marriage. I think that it has to do with, you're into her. She's written back to you. Now you're ramping it up to 150
no,
miles.
Well, and, he's not
and she's
really
83 years old. She is 83 years old. I fully expect that my mushroom will be dead and buried at 83. Okay, thank you.
I can't speak for my father, but I just had this thought: is she's coming to an age where she might need a caretaker, and my father is not loath to switch careers.
Okay, so now I understand.
Spiewak
this is
Enterprises.
Another
Spiewak
this,
Enterprises.
Well, this is another
we do bar mitzvahs.
The ABCs of Spiewak. Really. So what you're saying is, if Horny Bob Spiewak
yes.
was to acquire a sponsor for his retirement years, that would be a good thing. Where would Kathy, his lovely wife, fit into all of this?
If we were to go to Kathy and say, Grandma Kathy, and that's what I call her, I'd say, Grandma Kathy, what do you think?
Well, what you should say is Grandma Mamie.
Someday.
God,
I say,
right.
Grandma Kathy, what is your take on the fact that Bob has a fascination with Mamie Van Doren? She would say simply, I don't know who that is.
And she wouldn't care.
No, dismissive, totally dismissive.
Now, that's what I always wonder about this. So you must have had discussions with her. You've been in the room when
right.
the subject of the whole pinup thing has come up.
Right.
So, I know that there are days when there will be a pinup on my computer, and just the very fact that I've received that or that it's floating around, I will get a, what is that?
I've never gotten anything from her. But my mother, who was at one point married to my father many
yes.
years ago.
We're talking about Sharon, the yeah. lovely Sharon, your lovely mom.
One time saw one of HBS's pinups on my Facebook wall, and they're friends on Facebook, and Mike, also in real life. And
that's Modern Family, delightful.
And she saw the pinup, and she says, why does your father do that?
Nah.
And I said, he does it to promote the podcast. He does it as a favor to the show.
I mean, we assigned him. I think I assigned him that task. Did I not give him that task?
He started putting up pinups, and you tasked him with it. Yeah.
And I never dreamed he would attack the job with so much joy. He gets it's far beyond the benefit to the show
passion.
Now. He gets tremendous joy out of this.
But
he
as
really
far
does.
As my mom knows, he's doing it to promote the show.
He's helping the show out.
She gave me the same look she gave me when she found out I had a DUI.
Just why does he do that? Why do you do that to yourself? Why are you doing that?
That'd be painful.
How about and far be it from me to editorialize on your father's
content.
Of course. Is his zone. I do not comment on the content unless it's an 83-year-old woman who appears to be photoshopped or wearing some sort of the picture on the bicycle where she was riding along.
I thought
where
she looked
where
fantastic.
Her head where her face looked like it had been photoshopped onto her head.
But you see, the thing about her is, even if she's a bit older, she was always pretty. Now, if you go
she
back
was
to
all,
like
in her day, she rivaled Marilyn Monroe as far as her attractiveness.
She's not horrifying like, say, a Mae West, some of the other starlets that held on too long,
or a Jacqueline Stallone.
Exactly, Mike. She's not horrifying, and she has a
the
wonderful
I have.
Story to tell.
How much of this is plastic surgery, and how much of this would be, say, Photoshop? Because really, at 83, there is a certain, you have to do something to fight Father Time. And the picture of her on the bicycle appeared to be a woman in her 20s, the face of a woman in her 20s riding a bicycle. It did not seem natural to me. That's the, you know the picture I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
And I think that might have been a very lucky shot. I think the lighting was exceptional. There might have been some Instagram filtration, and there might have been some after the, as we like to call in the biz, Mike, after the fact compression.
Some touch-ups.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of her from
1910.
Not too long ago. I'm not sure. It's.
She lived through the Great Depression.
As a matter,
wait a minute. Now here's a
got
picture
us out
right
of
here.
The Great Depression.
This picture I'm showing you right here.
Yeah.
Now
that picture, is not her.
That is her.
That is a picture. I don't even know when that was taken, but it was probably a while ago.
You know what? Maybe she's had a tightening. Who knows?
Well, no, that's okay because that's Hollywood. I don't have a problem with that.
And Mike, I say hooray for Hollywood. It's a wonderful town. Now, another funny thing is there was a picture that he posted of Mamie Van Doren. And by the way, this is the most she's ever been discussed on the internet in the history of the internet.
Also, she is known for two things, Oscar. She is known for her fabulous rack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her fabulous
I know that.
She has exceptionally small feet, Oscar, because nothing grows well in the shade. Mamie Van Doren, there was one picture when she was in front of a restaurant.
Let me show you.
She was smelling a flower. And my wife, Carrie, wrote,
I see.
Nice jugs
I
of
see,
wine.
I see.
There you go. Right.
So she was, on her hands and knees smelling a flower. And Carrie commented, oh, dear, Grandma fell. And so and that pissed my dad off a little bit. He says, yep, women love hating on a beautiful woman.
I'm seeing more and more photographs of this woman, and I'm beginning to actually become a believer that she is truly some. Okay, this picture appears to be taken in 04, which was 10 years ago when she would be in his 70s. But see, I want to see a more recent picture.
Do you?
I want to see. This is a picture taken.
Bring out the autopsy file.
This looks like this picture was taken in 2004.
See, that's good-looking woman there.
That is an attractive
woman. Even at 74, that's pretty
impressive.
At 74,
that's pretty amazing is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's got good genes.
Yeah, you can see him in that picture. Very tight jeans, certainly.
Wow.
What about obsessing over somebody that's maybe 60 instead of 83?
Well, that would be for him a younger woman.
perhaps we're judging too much. But the photos of
as a rule, my father has good taste.
The camera loves her.
Yeah.
Oh, the camera does love her. Yeah, we see that very well.
I'll stop doing this. This is not good for the podcast. If you're a Ustreamer today, if you're following us on the video feed, you're having a very good day. Are they, Pony? Are they able to see this with all the technical things we've been doing?
They can see everything.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Everything left in and nothing left out.
So, you know what? Here I was preparing to bust the balls of Horny Bob Spiewak, and at the same time, and now I'm beginning to say, really, she was a phenomenon 10 years ago.
Right.
And there's no reason why she wouldn't continue to be that way today.
And who knows, maybe if, somebody were to end up in the home of Ms. Van Doren and you squinted just right, who knows, it might be 1960 all over again.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Do you think your father's obsession is based on reading the bio? Is that what it is?
I think they walked hand in hand. I think, he loves pinups. He's actually, his favorite of all time is Marilyn Monroe. And I didn't mean to say that like an old man.
Then why did you say it like a 98-year-old? Yeah, I like the pictures of the Marilyn Monroe. It's Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
I meant to say Marilyn Monroe, okay?
Yeah, we're going to go down and get some ice cream at the Marilyn Monroe show.
Yeah, we're going to go to the druggist and the grocer and then see Marilyn Monroe.
This is one of my favorite restaurants.
Restaurants?
The restaurants.
Oh, and by the way, Mike, happy birthday this weekend to Sonny Jurgensen.
Yes, it was Sonny. It was Sonny Jurgensen's birthday. I hope he went out and had a nice meal at a restaurant.
Mike, I think he was 80.
No. Was Sonny really 80?
Yeah, I think so.
Is Sonny 82? That seems to be the theme for today.
Yeah.
Sonny Jurgensen. Wow.
Good for him.
Sonny and 80. Also today's weather outlook.
That is fantastic. Hey, well, salute to Sonny Jurgensen. Many, many more years of health and keep doing the broadcast. Good job.
But I think what happens because of my father's obsession with Marilyn Monroe is that she's sort of a link to Marilyn Monroe. Because they competed for the same parts, they had a lot of the same interest, and they came up at the same time. And the fact that he can have even just sort of a distant
a dalliance,
Facebook,
a conversation,
a Facebook back and forth, that must be kind of cool for him.
Yeah, I guess.
I wish him all the
best. Would you like to know
how many other people are searching or seeking out conversations with her, though?
Maybe that's why he's enjoying such great success.
Let me see. Is he on there? I mean, if I was to go to Mamie Van Doren's Facebook page, would Horny Bob Spiewak be around there? Would he be floating around
probably
there?
Probably on there right now. Click this tab to go to Bob Spiewak. No, he probably is. Yeah.
It's a wonderful profile picture she's got. And then the picture of her with the flowers, she's changed her cover page to that. So she does look interesting. She
and the thing is that for a woman of 84, I think, take her beauty out of it, what 84-year-old knows how to use Facebook that well? She's all over it.
Unless he's being trolled.
Oh, no.
Oh, what if it's just
what if it's
a
rando? What if it's Maureen O'Hara?
Well, HBS, you gave me a lot of joy this weekend. A lot of head-shaking, sighing joy. What the hell was he thinking? My God.
My father, the complicated flower.
Yes, very, very complicated and very delightful. We'll take a break. Come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Thursday, who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. Because if you don't, he might ignore it. And then it'll start to stink.
Wow. So I'll just pause after that. Think about that
made
one
me
for
Van O'Mara.
Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rob, we need that music again because this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by...
Yes?
It's brought to you by...
Forgive me, Mike.
Compulsive 3.0 for iOS and Android. Compulsive 3.0 has been released. Take your scores to the next level with all new power-ups. Now you can dust off tiles, clean colors away, and organize the board however you want for 10 seconds. With three game modes, multiplayer, and the new power-ups, what's not to like?
So listen, it's a great game.
Apple featured Compulsive 3.0 as a best new game on iTunes. The LA Times said, if Ellsworth Kelly designed a video game, it would look like TM Soft's Compulsive. Who is Ellsworth Kelly?
I've seen his paintings. You know what he does? He paints with squares. That's why. He's a painter that paints with squares. You know who loves him? Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, and Mamie Van Doren.
Yeah.
And we think that's a compliment. Everyone, Oh, there it is. Yes, wonderful. Everyone, please download the update and then leave a 5-star review. That's what we want you to do for Compulsive. It's a free download. Everybody's addicted to the game that plays it. The game is a lot of fun. That's why they call it Compulsive.
Yes.
Remember, those 5-star reviews would mean the world to our good friend Todd Moore, who invented the game Compulsive. And now, here's his best friend, Oscar.
Oh, yes. I had a good evening with Todd. It probably lasted about 18 hours.
Oh my God.
On Saturday night, and he mentioned that a lot of people, they reviewed Compulsive initially when it came out.
Sure.
When an update comes out, so 3.0 is out now, all the reviews go away. So if you've reviewed in the past, you have to review again. That's all he asks. Update your review.
Update your review. Yeah. And
please.
Do it today.
Please.
Remember those 5-star reviews for Todd Moore. Again, Compulsive 3.0 by TM Soft. It's 100% fluoride free.
Thank you very much.
Compulsive.
All right, welcome back to the show. I will tell you this. For all of my friends that I said to in Washington, D.C., when I was leaving, and everyone was going,
right,
Florida in the summertime. What are you doing? Florida in the summertime. And I would look at them disdainfully.
Do all of your friends need to have their adenoids out?
Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean you're going to Florida in the summertime? Isn't that going to be really ridiculously hot? And I looked at them disdainfully, and I said, are you high? It's just as hot in Washington, D.C. during the summer as it is in Florida, you moron. No, I'm the moron. I'm the idiot.
Yeah,
my
mom,
brain's got the candy shell.
Your mom goes to college.
Idiot. It is so. I know balls have somehow gotten the nod to describe extremely warm weather,
yes.
But it is, I have to say, the dictionary definition of hot as balls down in here. You know how I know?
How
I know. I'm watching the weather forecast with our favorite weatherman today, and I know people get pissed off when we talk about the Today Show, but Al Roker, who are they are literally working him to death after his 60th birthday.
Right.
He's out in Los Angeles, and he is demonstrating this massive bubble in the south that's going to move into the mid-Atlantic of a heat wave that's
right.
coming. And I will tell you this. I am looking at those numbers that he's talking about are so scary dangerous, and I'm saying, well, those are low numbers compared to what we have here every single day. This is the third week now we are going into where temperatures are in the upper 90s routinely every single day. And the fact is, with the humidity, the temperature outside, especially yesterday, feels like, I'm not exaggerating, 105 to 106.
Beautiful beach weather, though. That's perfect time to take a dip.
Yeah.
No, it's not a perfect time to do anything outside.
It's a perfect time to plan your funeral.
It's just nasty.
A quick aside, Mike, about
nasty.
Al Roker. One of the things I hate about him being at the VMAs, when he goes to his produce piece, did you watch this morning? When he does his live pieces, he's all very excited. But when they go to the videotape, it's quiet whispering, Al.
And what we know now, this is it. And Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Exactly.
What a fabulous thing. I tried to watch the VMAs last night. I tried to take a peek.
You didn't like it?
I couldn't log that much time with it. Didn't really care for it. Now, really, when I watch, especially of all the award shows, you know, the reality of the situation is that thank God that I have a man in his 40s and a man in his 30s that I work with. Because here's the fact. For those of you that might want to think that you're going to be preserving yourselves for in your mind and, you know, time will not march on, the fact is there are irrefutable truths in our world that time does march on. And when I watch the VMAs, more than any other award show, that is when I realize that slowly but surely time is simply passing me by, that American culture is something that I'm not even beginning to recognize anymore.
When I click on it, Mike, it's like watching an unsubtitled film from Czechoslovakia. I
absolutely.
See that there are things
you
going
know some
on,
of the artists.
But it's very
well,
foreign
to me. Well, you're an old soul, Rob, so you're
this
actually probably, you probably started experiencing this when you were in your 30s because you didn't really track. But
I called out to Carrie. I said, is Joe Cocker on yet? When is he coming on?
God.
Rob, you know, I hung on, and Oscar, I hung on as long as I could.
Yes.
I truly did. I hung on to just say, who's this? I'm telling you now, the artists, the songs, the albums. Now, I can rattle off some people that I know. Who doesn't know Beyonce and Jay-Z?
That's right.
Who doesn't know Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, the household names? But then we get into the next tier, you know, and after we get to that that very, very unhealthy-looking young lady named Lourdes, is that it? What's
Lourdes.
Her name?
Lourdes. Foul-mouthed Lourdes.
No, but there's a great picture of Lourdes smiling, and she's
did
half.
Her face break?
With that painted, no. With that painted lipstick but she has where... You know, it looks like a cartoon mouth. It's scary.
You're gonna be royals,
I think Perez,
royals.
Of all the people I'm going to quote, I think Perez Hilton actually tweeted this. He said, looking at this picture of Lourdes happy is like it's like finding a leprechaun when he has his pot of gold.
In the horror movie sense?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Because yeah. Oh, no.
Now, you know, when I think of leprechaun, it's like, catch your gold. Yeah. I'm the evil leprechaun. I don't know. It's just a... I tried because there, really, for the month of August, there is nothing, and
zero.
I mean
zero,
nothing on television, nothing. The cable channels right now, every one of them, Cinemax, HBO, Showtime, they should be getting out their checkbooks and sending a check to every single customer for the garbage that
yep.
they are putting on their movie channels.
You're
it's
right.
That bad. It's very, very frustrating.
Do you know what I watched yesterday? I watched
Something from 1920.
No. And I can't believe I stayed with it, but there was no alternative. I watched Cabin Boy.
The movie
with Chris Elliott.
Like
see, your standards. You don't have
horrible.
Any standards. So,
but I
you know.
Kept watching it saying, "This." Well, I said, what am I going to do? I'll stay with it for Letterman's cameo because I like Letterman's cameo.
No.
And then I just found myself watching. I said, what am I doing to myself? What am I doing to the people
the
around me? It's horrible.
The Robin Williams tribute was horrible on the VMAs.
I didn't even
yes,
see
it. Yes, it was very
it was
short.
Like so
I saw
quick.
That.
I was like,
I saw
oh,
that. It was very
even
quick.
Bother.
You know what it was to me? You know what it was to me, really? Yeah. This is what I thought. This is like, okay, here's an aging star. Most people sort of remember maybe Mrs. Doubtfire. We're not going to waste our time talking about, you know, speaking of that, we can move on to our, you know, the Emmys because the fact is, I think that I predicted last week this this show will have a tremendous audience based on everybody waiting for the memorial segment. And Rob has a prediction about the Emmys
this
that
is my prediction.
Rather negative, and he's normally not a negative guy.
Going
so
into the Emmys tonight, I think you know all the networks they take turns since
yes.
all the TVs you know take turns. Tonight's on NBC, and the host is Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I predict that tomorrow at this same time, Mike O'Mara and myself will no longer be Seth Meyers fans.
Really? Well, honest, not, I liked him on Weekend Update, but I haven't.
I've seen his show.
You know,
I like his show.
Much.
His show
really?
Is
his
like
pretty good.
No, but it's like a watered down version of Weekend Update.
Yes.
And he used to do, you know what, 10 minutes a week. 30 weeks a year. Now he's got to do it every night. And
I don't mind it. It seems like it's fun.
I think he is so married to prepared material, and he's great at delivering prepared material. And
you know,
when
Weekend
Update was well written, he was one of the best. But
you know, as we talk about it, Rob, as we're sitting here talking about it, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the entire NBC lineup is just this factory of preordained
Lauren.
Stars that really didn't get there on their own volition. You know, they got there because they were tapped by a particular guy. And and that's just not the way it used to work. David Letterman got his television show because he was an amazing stand-up comedian that went
writer
on Johnny
too.
Carson and succeeded. And that to me is like the, it's old-fashioned again. Here I am dating myself. But the fact is, that's the way it went down. Jay Leno, even though I wasn't a big fan, he got his gig because of his stand-up work and his writing and his material. And then we began to tap the people that were just really in the Saturday Night Live family, the Lorne Michaels family.
Some new insight that I just discovered, I think, last week.
Okay.
I'm reading this new book called Blockbusters. And
is it about video rental?
No. It's just about media and really why the television and film business spends so much money on a few key franchises and why they do that. And it was interesting to see that our friend Dominique actually, he suggested the book to me. So I started reading the book, and they talk about how Saturday Night Live, a lot of people question why it's even around anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it's around because the network pays those guys so little that even if one
the performers,
or
you mean?
The performers, even if one or two, they're basically a minor league system to the entire network.
Yeah, so, and it's the cheap. It's the cheap way. It's exactly. I'm going to amplify on your point here.
Please.
It is exactly like a minor league system, a farm system for a Major League Baseball team, because you are not going to have to pay the. If you get a breakout star, you're not going to have to pay them.
You've already locked them up. It's already in their contract that their and first two movies are under their thumb.
Wow.
It's all everything catch, is built it, in.
And if you catch lightning in a bottle. You're, you know, like a Jimmy Fallon, who happened to, you know, be a very talented guy. The fact is, that's the way it's going to work.
Tina Fey,
yep. Yeah, Tina right. Fey,
Amy
and they get that right.
But and I hate to say it, Will Ferrell,
yeah.
But what you do, and I don't know what the book says about this. Don't you believe when you do it that way, you completely prohibit the. Walk-ons from doing anything.
They
you know,
actually,
the guys that are working out in the comedy
within
club.
Within the book, there's a lot of, and we don't know this because we're so Saturday Night Live guys now, and I would consider myself a guy now just because I didn't used to be an SNL guy until I started working with you guys. And I said, well, why wouldn't everybody go there? And he says, and within the book, she mentions that not everybody that gets the SNL offer takes it. Because a lot of people look at that contract and say, I'm signing a deal for a lifetime. This
yeah,
is
you're
it.
Right.
And yes, they're going to put me on TV. But if I don't break out, they own everything regardless.
And they throw you away.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm they just to, cast you away and that's it.
Trying to think back, when is the last time someone not an SNL feature performer did something that was a huge breakout? You know, like Andy Kaufman's big break was on Saturday Night Live.
Louis C.K.
Now, but he was a host, right?
No, but Louis C.K., I think, is old school in that he made
his
hay
teeth.
With his stand-up
his
and working the clubs mm-hmm. and his phenomenal stand-up. And then, and you know, we'll see him at the Emmys tonight.
Right.
You know, we'll see how he does. But there is a breakout guy, and that's a guy that did it the old-fashioned way.
So,
and I really think on a talent level, you've got someone who was not in the Lorne Michaels machine who is infinitely more talented. In the area that he has chosen than some of these other
it's
people.
It's cheaper to basically grow your talent on Saturday Night Live
sure.
and put a subpar product out. Because I sit there like, well, this show sucks now. What? And then
it's horrible.
She starts naming out these few stars that become tent poles for the entire network on
right.
their other shows. And
it's a total formula, and it's
yeah.
a watered-down formula.
Yes.
And it's really just what America is with our consumer culture as well. It's the Saturday Night Live would be like the Walmart of
yeah.
comedy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
that's what it is.
But
and
for us, if you don't look at it that way, you expect the best of the best to be on that program. And if they're looking at that program to say, okay, if we get one or two stars out of this next three seasons, then it's paid for itself.
Wow.
But you can tell me because I don't watch it, both of you. I don't watch it nearly as much as both of you do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Oscar watches Fallon a lot. You still watch the late night shows a lot because it's part of your job to farm
mm-hmm.
you know the late shows. My question to both of you guys, they don't have the traditional volume of stand-ups that used to come on
no,
these shows,
no, no,
right?
No, no.
They don't exist anymore,
Letterman
right?
Letterman still probably has a stand-up on Four Nights and Five.
Does he really?
He's got a book.
Sorry,
that's,
so Letterman does.
Just
Letterman
for that.
Does because he's old school.
Yeah.
He's old school.
Okay.
But yeah, the other
but Fallon doesn't do it.
No, and when you call Saturday Night Live the Walmart of comedy, I agree. And there's just aisle after aisle after aisle of Chris Kattans.
Yeah.
Well, right. What happened
fantastic.
To him?
All right. Go to aisle number 17 for Bobby Moynihan, please. All right, good. We'll take a break. Speaking of the Emmys, we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry, I had to get to the hook. Welcome back to the show. So we've been goofing around for a few weeks about our Amazon page, and that's fine, but we need to remind you of one very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support the show. Remember, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now here to talk about our latest Amazon fan purchase, here's Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Mike. This week's purchase is a Strathwood Brentwood four-piece all-weather
furniture.
Hold on.
Let's say it. No, we got to go all the way back to the very
bad.
Beginning.
Oh,
I'm
such
you're
a gorgeous
killing
setup.
It.
I practiced
it
too.
Oh,
all right,
God.
One more time, Mike. Sorry.
All right.
Just click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, with our Amazon fan purchase of the week, here's Rob Spiewak.
Thanks, Mike. It's a Strathwood Brentwood four-piece all-weather furniture set. Four-piece outdoor furniture set includes two chairs, love seat, and coffee tables, plus cushions and four throw pillows. On sale this week, and with Amazon Prime, free delivery. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you. Nice job, Rob. Don't you think so, folks? Okay, well, maybe next time he'll get it. Anyway, you see, Amazon has everything. We just need to get you there through our portal. And yes, never fear, Amazon still sells tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show, bookmark Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com. And rest easy, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. All right, Emmy time tonight.
Yeah.
Talked about it last week, the fact that we're probably all going to be looking in on it. And I don't know, does it make me kind of the ambulance chaser, look at the car wreck guy, that I'm really just watching this to... I'm dying to watch it. I can't wait to see it. I want to see the tribute to Robin Williams. I know I'm going to be sad, but I want to be sad.
To see that. They want to see it from Billy Crystal.
It doesn't make you morbid. I stay with the Oscars every year for the death reel. But you know what I think this is, Mike? This is something more. This is for the literally millions of people around the country that felt a connection to Robin Williams in some way or another. The fact that we're going to get to see Billy Crystal sort of send him off tonight in this setting, this is going to be our closure. This is going to be our Robin Williams funeral.
Great point, Rob. Great point. I agree. I totally agree with that. And now I'm actually really pumped up to see it, because I think that not only is it going to be a good Emmys, there are some breakout shows, the Netflix show that Oscar turned me onto with House of Cards, Homeland, and then we've got Breaking Bad. There's some real talent up there, and I just want to go, if I can just go on the record and say this, and this does not in any way make me any kind of homophobe or anything like that, but I'm here to say this. I'm looking forward to the Emmys. If Jim Parsons wins another Emmy Award, I will throw my computer through the television screen.
I see.
I mean, I believe we've rewarded this young man for his note, and I think that
his
one single note that he has played again and again and again. Is it How I Met Your Mother? Is that what it is? Is that
it's called the Big Bang. It's Big,
the
bang,
Big Bang,
right?
Theory.
Yeah.
What is it?
Big
Which
Bang
one
theory.
Of those?
The Big Bang.
What is it?
The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I haven't looked in, so maybe I'm not.
You don't look at that?
I tried. I was actually perplexed, and then I was like, well, maybe I'm the dummy. And I started really, I said, I'll watch another episode. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get into
it. Any show where the girl from Blossom is one of the drawing cards is not a great show. That's not a great show. Well, no, it's true.
Blossom.
Mike, it's me and
Blossom
Bialik.
Was a franchise, and I loved it.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a peek here and just go through and see if there's anything else.
Whoa. That was my Joey Lawrence. What
can either one of you? Is either one of you even capable of summing that show up in a sentence for me?
The
because
Big Bang
I have no
Theory?
Idea what it's.
Yeah. Three nerds live together, and one of them is banging a hot chick across the hall.
Yeah, and they—it's supposed to be smart comedy. I don't think it's that smart.
Not that smart.
No. It's actually really dumb.
it's dumb comedy.
Show.
They've worked so hard to be smart.
It's a Chuck Lorre show, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Just because we don't do this very often and we don't get into it, but since I want a lot of people to watch it tonight, because I'm I just want to see the send off to our friend Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through these. We've got outstanding lead actress in a drama series, and you guys watch a little bit of television.
Sure.
Tell me if I'm missing something. I'll give you something. I'm probably the only one that watches this. I like the lady Michelle Dockery, who's in Downton Abbey. I like her, and she's nominated for outstanding lead in a drama series.
Can't go wrong. I can see that happening.
Mike, I think it's called Downtown Abbey.
Downtown.
I'm pretty sure.
Downtown Abbey.
Hey, Mike, when you're alone and life is bringing you down.
Do you know that's going to be good? That's going to be good for now another month for him.
Dantown Abbey.
Dantown Abbey.
Yeah, it's a abbey about a whole bunch of people that troll on the internet.
Do you realize I am going through this and 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 6 nominees, I actually watched their show.
Wow.
Juliana Margulies, I watched The Good Wife.
Yes.
Claire Danes, I watch in Homeland. And Robin Wright, I adore in House of Cards. So those are 4 of the 6. The other two are Lizzie Kaplan in Masters of Sex. Box!
Yeah, she is quite box.
And Kerry Washington, I tried Scandal.
Scandal,
you watched Scandal, right?
Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus. You watch Scandal a lot. I do.
The first two seasons, I was like, all right, I'm really into this, and then and just when you think you can't believe anything more, it just got really over the top. Though I watch because I know that within three episodes, at least two of them are worth watching these days. At least.
Go ahead, Rob.
Question for the room. I think that Robin Wright should win, but will there be sort of a Hollywood Emmy backlash against the fact that it's an internet-only show? Do you think it won't count? I know it's got Kevin
Spacey
attached to
it. I think it's
going to
be the opposite. I think there's a chance that it could go
be
the
a darling.
Other way.
It'll be a darling.
And it's going to be now, okay. Hey, here are some new rules. I don't think it's that industry.
Not anymore.
You know, unless it's fixed. I don't think that's going to happen.
The rules of engagement as far as Netflix is concerned, they're a bona fide network. They're an HBO now.
True enough.
So that's the way people look at it. For example, I just read a story on New Tech for One coming out tomorrow.
With promos?
Yeah, no promos. Didn't have time for those.
With your 18-hour date.
That Comcast, Comcast is so worried about Netflix and Hulu Plus that on college campuses, because people exclusively consume that way, they are offering free cable on internet over via internet to all these students across the country.
Desperation. Wow.
Yeah.
Desperation.
Pretty crazy.
Doesn't look good for them.
The outstanding lead actor in a drama series. I'm glad I decided that I'd read these nominees. I've seen every one of these.
Okay.
Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad. Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. Fantastic. Jon Hamm. I don't watch it anymore, but I used to watch Mad Men. Mm-hmm. Jeff Daniels in The Newsroom. I watched that. Yep. I think he's fantastic. That's an incredible category, man. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey Detective. That is a category as far as I'm
prediction?
Concerned. And it's well, you know, it's impossible, but I think it's a slam dunk. It's going to be Bryan Cranston.
I think
have to give it to Walter White.
Think that's a shame for Kevin Spacey. And I think sometimes the voting will go this way: if Cranston wins for that, someone else will win for House of Cards. Since that show is gone, a lot of times they get a little edge there.
True.
All right, I'm just going to give you two more. Outstanding comedy series: The Big Bang Theory, Louie, Modern Family, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. You watch Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, but Orange is the New Black should win.
I hope Louie wins. I think that is a consistently good show. And
pretty good stuff. Really good stuff. And outstanding drama is Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones. There it is for the first time. House of Cards, Mad Men, and True Detective. So those are a few of the Emmy categories. I think it's going to be... I really do. I think it's going to be a tremendously viewed award show, and those ratings have been slipping for those award shows.
I haven't carved out time to watch an award show outside of tonight's show, because even with the MTV music, the video awards, VMAs, I sat there and I was like, I'll peek in here and there.
Sure.
But this, I want to watch.
Yeah, this is for the first time in a while, this is an event piece of programming. This is appointment TV. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Do you think, Mike, that they will embrace the Game of Thrones? Do you think what's your gut on that? You follow that?
No, I don't.
The season
I really
was
don't
good, but
did.
It wasn't that great.
Is it wasn't that far great. Outside the mainstream?
No. It is, and it's just, you know... When you get a show, for example, like Breaking Bad, which is something we can all wrap our heads around, you have to write in plausible scenarios, and I think that's a tremendous challenge. With Game of Thrones, in a fantasy type of thing, it's just you can go anywhere; nobody's going to catch you on it because it's just all this fantasy.
She had
all the
three
time,
dragons.
You know?
Khaleesi did, and now she has two.
Well, that's
like,
budget cuts.
I don't
cuts.
Get that.
That's budget cuts.
Yeah, they push people into wells, and you know it all goes. I still watch it because there's nothing better on. But it also is reminding me as I'm watching all these nominees here. I'm saying, okay, please give us more new content.
It's
please.
Coming.
It's been a long,
you know,
hot
to
summer.
Look, to look coming. At that, those lists of nominees, you would think television would be better because there was a lot of good things. But the thing is there's five shows. Five good shows.
There's also the dead season right now.
Yeah.
It is totally the dead season. So I think it's going to be interesting, and I think everybody should watch for a send-off to Robin Williams. Really, I hope. I've never rooted more for Billy Crystal to hit it out of the park, and really, I don't think he's going to trip up on this.
Extraordinarily optimistic about it. I think he'll do well.
Forward to that. I want to talk about a sweet little movie that I finally got out to the movies with Mrs. O'Mara.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Did not go see Guardians of the Galaxy, Oscar. I'm terribly sorry. It was as though really
down here. Was it the comic book movie?
It was not, no. I will tell you this. It was as though the gods were conspiring against me and my lovely wife. You know, we finally have a babysitter down here, and she does a really, really nice job. And so we've been going out on dates. Yeah. And it's kind of fun. Friday rolls around, and we got our little free time, and so it was
second
off
engagement
to the movie
with the
theaters.
Second engagement with the new babysitter?
Yes, second one. And yeah.
Always free on Fridays. Got to get them ugly.
That's so nice.
You know, I'm really just trying to live down here, okay?
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying. You don't help my cause when you say something like that. It really
well, the hot one was busy,
help.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the hot one had a better offer. The hot one had a better offer, so she's out of there. You know, no retreat.
Mike, you
know,
don't lower yourself to his level. Move
well,
on.
Well, the fact is, no, you get one shot. You get one shot, and really,
you've always said that.
We tried for a double date. We tried to actually go Friday and Saturday, and I don't mean the double date with another couple.
Okay.
I mean, we tried to go out Friday and Saturday, but she wasn't available. The new one on Saturday, and really, that's just for me. It's like, okay, I want to, you know, I
you're
want
testing the waters.
I want the full timer. You know, I want to. Hey, at the drop of a hat,
right?
That's it. At the drop of a hat.
Well, now
that's
that you've
got
Mrs. Trumbull, all is well.
Well, the gates of hell opened up down here. I tell you about the fact that, you know, there are thunderstorms and then there are thunderstorms. Here in South Florida, the way it works is they're everywhere. They're all over the state. Why are you laughing?
Well,
why?
When you mentioned the gates of hell, I thought that was your community. I didn't know that you were talking about the weather in your fabulous gated community.
Yeah, it's really hell down here. It's the manicured lawns and the nice people and the safe neighborhood and beautiful temperatures. 250 days of the year.
Step right in.
There's a humble man.
Welcome to the gate of hell. And here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Oscar Santana to slander where I live.
I appreciate the fact that the roads are a little wider for those ambulances to go through.
You can always pass.
Rob,
where's the music? We're talking about it, for Christ's sake. Come on now. Yes, the roads are extra wide just so they can get all the emergency vehicles.
They don't have two, but four shuffleboard.
Yes.
No, we don't. Did
no
you
waiting.
See shuffleboard anywhere in my community?
If I'm lying, I'm saying yes.
Well, you know what? That might not have been someone with a shuffleboard stick. It might have just been a cane.
Now, there was a guy with a metal detector walking around.
Well, that's probably a landscaper, and it was a weed whacker, you hump.
Actually, Mike, it was a metal detector. He was checking everyone's hips.
Bastards. I don't even remember. I almost said the word.
You're
what the
talking
hell was
about
talking
how
about?
You had a wonderful date to a movie that was charming.
Well, no. The thunderstorms down here, they're frustrating because I'm a weatherphile and I like to see what happens.
Right.
And they'll say thunderstorms and then they don't arrive. The thing is, they'll be all around you. They'll be everywhere. And then you'll see this black sky and it's making its way into your community and then nothing. Well, Friday night, finally, it arrived. Mm. And I will tell you something. The chain lightning down here, I think the state of Florida, if I'm not mistaken, has the most lightning hits of any state in the union. And it is really, really
that's,
scary
again,
if
Mike,
you get that.
That's the hips. That's all the metal.
It's the hips. That's exactly
they
what
conduct.
It is.
Yeah. But you know what? It's almost like a progressive slot machine, isn't it? Okay. That every time you miss a thunderstorm, the jackpot redoubles. So the next time the thunderstorm comes, it could be even bigger.
When we get them, and we're going to the movie theater, and this one was in the distance. It was a wall of, it almost looked like brown dust that had been kicked up. That's how this thing was coming in, and I said, okay, we're not missing this one. And you'd love this. I ran from the car to the theater, leaving Carla behind because I am so... I'm so terrified of getting hit by lightning down here. I was like,
such
and
a
she's
gentleman.
Like, and she, no, she Prince turns charming. Around. I turn around after I get under the little eave at the shopping center where the movie theater is. I turn around, I look back at her, and she is still standing like out in the open with a few drops of rain going, what are you running for?
Way to go, jackass.
With the, you know, my very brave wife with the thunder coming down. I'm like, look at the thunder and the lightning. I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid. It's going to hurt me. Oh, my God. Don't hurt me. And then we went in real quick. I'll give you the little review.
Okay.
We went in and we saw the Helen Mirren movie.
Oh, where across she, the street or something?
Where
was
she is the restaurant
from?
Owner that is 100 feet across the street from the Indian restaurant.
Right.
And it was beautiful. Rob, you know, what's that?
I asked Rob Ford to find the name. The colors in the preview.
100 feet to sex. I don't know what it is.
That's why 100 feet till sex and a thunderstorm.
Yeah, 100 feet across the road. Something
does
I
it qualify as a Bollywood picture because of its Indian setting?
No.
It's a 100-foot journey.
100-foot journey, and it does not qualify as Bollywood. Although it's got a very heavy Indian influence, it was, you know, for the weeks that we have had, the 2 weeks with the horrible news that we have been living with. And, you know, tomorrow I'll talk a little bit about the fact that I've been venting all of my depression and my frustration and my strong thoughts about our world on social networking. That's what I do. I'm not doing it here. Right. I'm doing it there. What?
If you're wanting to watch the hits, and I'm sure it's a beautiful film, Mike.
Oh, I'm sure it's no one's going to see it.
They're not even the top 10.
Yeah, of course they're not. It's because it's a beautifully acted, wonderful story of love and
there are movies I've never
rebirth.
Heard. The Expendables 3, which is a flop, is ahead of this.
Yeah, but to be fair, Oscar, to be fair, the box office would be bigger if everyone wasn't paying senior prices.
True. Very true.
Have I asked both of you to take a steamship to hell today yet? Have I done that?
Ah, yes. Yeah. Room for two.
You bastards. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. This is Old Man and the Babies on the Mike O'Meara Show Network. Thank you. We'll be right back.
I've got a great idea, Joe. You're familiar with the O'Meara cast?
Yes, it's the Marcus Serta show where he plays highlights from all the more network shows.
Well, I want our show, the Rob and Joe show, to be an O'Meara cast highlight show.
So you want a show that plays highlights of a highlight show?
Highlights from a highlight show. Genius.
That's the worst idea you've ever had.
Well, thank you. Here's every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Meara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by LegalZoom. You know, most Americans don't have a will, but I have to ask this question in my Max von Sydow way.
Oh, okay? Excellent.
Why? anyway, you don't want the court dictating.
You are the king of the one-word impression.
Your property. Thank you for appreciating that one. And it's Max von Sydow from an obscure movie called Hannah and Her Sisters.
Yes.
Why? You don't want the court dictating what happens to your property and minor children, right?
Right.
Mondays are weird shows. So why procrastinate? Most people say too expensive or too time-consuming. My answer? LegalZoom.com.
Oh, yeah.
Too expensive? LegalZoom's prices just make sense. Too time-consuming? It takes just 20 minutes, and LegalZoom guides you through from start to finish. The service was developed by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it painless for you to get the legal help you need. In fact, helping people get legally protected has been their mission and passion for over 13 years. During National Make-A-Will Month, get special pricing on wills and living trusts by entering TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Again, that's discount code TMOS. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so don't wait. Protect your family, protect your future at LegalZoom.com today. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction, but they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted, independent attorneys. That's LegalZoom.com, discount code TMOS, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Meara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Two things for our West Coast fans. Thank you for all the wonderful feedback over the weekend. We'll be talking more about that as the week progresses. And a powerful earthquake struck California. You did yesterday out in wine country.
Yeah.
Got a lot of listeners out there. Caught many people sound asleep. It sent dressers and mirrors crashing down. You saw the video with all of the wine falling off the racks. Very scary. And a lot of homes were damaged or destroyed out there. Very scary.
All the pictures of those wine cellars with the thousands and thousands of broken bottles. The mothers of Loudoun County are in mourning.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, women all over Northern Virginia are going, what am I going to do?
They sounded like Max von Sydow.
Why? The magnitude 6.0 quake struck at 3:20 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time Sunday near the city of Napa, an oasis of Victorian-era buildings. The fires also flared in mobile home parks around the area. So our best goes out to everybody out there in Napa, and hopefully they'll be on the mend soon. But
some injuries, but as of this morning, no deaths, thank God.
For the second straight year, Miley Cyrus tried to steal the show at the MTV Music Video Awards, but it was for a very different reason. This time, Miley's Wrecking Ball won Video of the Year. Instead of taking the stage, I don't know if you saw the video of this, she sent up an attractive, good-looking guy who was a homeless guy that accepted the award. And she
New York papers say former homeless guy.
Former home. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not quite what it seemed to be.
It was
apparently
a sweet message.
It was a nice message, but yeah.
Really?
I former missed that homeless. One. Yeah, I did. I was wondering how that would play out. So I did a little work. I think it was the New York Daily News. It said former homeless guy Jesse.
Really?
Yeah.
He accepted the award for the, quote, 1.6 million runaways and homeless youth in the United States who are starving, lost, and scared for their lives right now. And you know what? Hey, she's trying to do some good. She's
that's
trying
sweet.
To use her fame to identify a problem in this country. And I think that's good. And I don't doubt, even if he was formerly homeless, that there are still tens of thousands of homeless in Los Angeles and other big cities. So, you know, c'est la vie, Rob Spiewak.
Right away.
Rob Spiewak, cynic. Yeah.
Well, I didn't trust
her. If the guy had been fat, Rob would not have Googled.
The worst thing is a fat homeless guy. What she needs is some sort of old hobo with no teeth and a handkerchief tied on a stick.
Yeah, to be honest with you, but maybe she was thinking she doesn't want to do that because that'll turn people off.
Also,
maybe she wanted to help out.
Everybody on Twitter was killing her. Because like if you're homeless and look like Brad Pitt, you can get on the VMAs with Miley Cyrus because he was so good looking, right?
Right, right on.
But the reality, I think, behind it is that if she's going to use this platform, and it's meant really for kids.
True.
And then to expose people with something that people don't talk about anymore. Does anybody talk about homelessness anymore?
No,
right?
Nobody does. No, and it's you know, all you have to do is drive into a metropolitan area or even an outlying area, and you'll see it. It's everywhere. It sucks.
Positive.
It really does. So,
positive message. Positive.
Richard Attenborough was the Lord and Oscar-winning director for the much-lauded Gandhi and an unflagging pillar of British cinema. But Attenborough, who died Sunday at 90, was best known, I didn't know this, as Dickie.
That was his nickname?
Dickie.
How nice.
Baby-faced, you didn't know this, Rob, as a young actor and whitely bearded in his older age, Attenborough, warmly known as Dickie Darling, presided over six decades of British movie making. I guess that was kind of his British name. We didn't call him that over here, did we?
No.
I always was the biggest fan, Mike, in surround sound, hearing the man eat ice cream. In Jurassic Park.
Do you have it?
I don't have it. I'm sorry.
You have it tomorrow?
I can pull you.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I do have this, Mike. Hold on.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
And I think we might get some mouth noise in this clip.
I wanted to show them something that wasn't an illusion. Something that was real. Something that they could see and touch. Creation. Is an act of sheer will. Next time it'll be flawless.
He should have used the amber to tighten those dentures.
Here's the quote from Richard Attenborough. I have no great interest in being remembered as a great creative filmmaker, he told the New York Times right after Gandhi was released in 82. He said, I want to be remembered as a storyteller. Well, Richard Attenborough, you told some amazing stories, and I tip my hat to you. 50 Cent doesn't think Floyd Mayweather can read well or at all. Did you see any of this online?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be addressing this in the audio vault today.
The pair used to be friends, but things have changed. The rapper challenged the boxing champion to read one page of Harry Potter's book out loud as part of the ASL, ELS, or perhaps ESL Ice Bucket Challenge.
Exactly.
If successful, that was a joke. Mr. Cent will donate $750,000. Thanks for supporting ALS research, I guess. 50 Cent is the second rapper in recent weeks to imply that Floyd Mayweather is not a Rhodes Scholar. And didn't you play that on Friday, some of him reading?
Actually,
we play that off air.
And we will have it in today's audio vault. So stay tuned.
It bleeds together. See, we have so much fun here all the time.
At first you're like, all right, can he really read? And then you listen. And there's a feeling that rolls over you.
It's a little sickening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, $72 million. That's what he said he's got, so, you know, whatever. Quick update. If I find a Justin Bieber story, you know I share it with you no matter how obscure.
Please.
This is just a throwaway. It's a teeny little one. Justin Bieber update, still a punk. Justin got tired. I don't know who it's attributed to. I don't know whether it's corroborated. I have no idea, but I share it with you whenever it's a Justin Bieber story. Got tired of sitting in L.A. traffic on Thursday, so he drove his three-wheel Can-Am spider motorcycle on the sidewalk.
What a jerk.
Justin is on probation for pelting his neighbor's house with eggs, so he could have gotten in real trouble for this if a cop was around. Once again, no attributions. I'm going to say, yes, he did it.
Guilty.
Thank you.
100% guilty, Mike.
Appreciate that. Regardless of how you feel about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, no one is going to be a fan of this. A company is now selling an Ice Bucket Challenge Halloween costume.
Boo.
There it is. Yeah, let's hit the booze. Come on. Man. Come on in, boys. Boo. Thank you.
Boo. Yeah. Boo.
The costume is a blue plastic bucket with a sheet of plastic coming out and fake ice cubes attached to the sheet. You have to walk around holding it over your head all night, la, la, la. The costume also comes with a blue ice cube tray that you can carry with your other hand. It's on sale for $39.99. F that.
Jesus.
Yeah. Nobody buys it. Thank you. Here we go. A little something for you right now. 58-year-old Richard Gibson of Lafayette, Louisiana, he has the most disgusting hobby in the world, and we're not exaggerating here. For the past 36 years, you know what he's been doing?
What?
He has been keeping every single one of his fingernail and toenail clippings.
Yuck!
And putting them in a jar.
A jar! Yeah.
In 1978, he was 22. He started collecting his nails. Now, that sounds like Andy Rooney should there.
In 78, he was 22. He started collecting his nails. Now he's 58 years old, and he's still going.
Oh,
he said his nail clippings are his most cherished possession. It always hasn't been like that. He displays them on a shelf in his house. His ex-wife complained about it. That's why I guess she's his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Just to make things a little grosser, Richard doesn't cut his nails off, and he waits until they're really, really, really long.
Isn't
that nice and gross? And if you're babysitting some kids and they're terrible, you probably just grit your teeth and get through the night, take your money, and refuse to watch them again. Or you could do what this lady did. 57-year-old Martha Dreher is a babysitter in Austin, Texas. She's been watching two girls, and apparently they were, quote, very disrespectful.
Oh, dear.
So, when the family was out earlier this month, she broke into the house, and she set it on fire.
Jesus.
A security camera caught her breaking into the house, then leaving about 20 minutes later.
I should not
be laughing at this.
No, one of the family members... close to home for you, Mike.
One of the family members eventually got home and saw the smoke. No one was hurt in the fire, but there was a lot of damage. Now Martha's been arrested for arson, but she pleaded not guilty and says she didn't start the fire. Is it just me? But if they said the house was on fire and I was the babysitter, I would have said that the children were wonderfully behaved. I mean, obviously, they got the disrespectful from her,
and then she's
guilty, you moron. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Oh, can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Okay. Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Great show, horrible promos.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, a tip of the hat. Not just compulsive as far as your downloads for your iPhone, but the new Mike O'Mara Show updated app is out today. I just got the email during the show.
Yay!
Cool. So update your Mike O'Mara Show app, and update your compulsive app, and give them both 5-star reviews.
And update those promos.
Yes.
Please give us a new promo. Please.
We'll do it.
All right, very good.
Please.
It is time to open up the Audio Vault for Monday, August 26, 2014, brought to you by FanDuel.com. Everybody loves fantasy football, and the hot new trend is weekly leagues. The best place, you know this, the best place for your weekly leagues is FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money. You can win cash each and every week with immediate cash payouts, and Rob Spiewak is already playing with preseason football.
I'm going to do better next time, Mike. I got in a league, and I had a wondrous lineup, including Peyton Manning and Wes Welker and Nate Burleson, and I came in 100th.
Sorry, Rob.
That's all right.
You got to work on your technique.
But you know what? It was fun.
He came in 100th. What he didn't tell you was, you know how many people were in the league? 50.
I know. What's up with that?
Now, the great thing about FanDuel.com, there's no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, contest entry fees start at just $1. FanDuel has more players and pays out more cash than all the other one-week fantasy sites combined. Just ask Chris Prince of Detroit. He's won over, are you ready for this, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah.
$656,000 playing fantasy sports on FanDuel.
Well, then that would be more than me.
Join the 278,000 people who have already won cash playing one-week fantasy sports on FanDuel. Sign up today and use the code TMOS, and FanDuel will even match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. Football season, baby! FanDuel will pay out over $400 million this year, but you can't win if you don't play, so sign up right now. Remember, FanDuel.com, click the microphone, use the code TMOS. The first 50 code users today get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money.
Oh,
FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com, and sign up today. Let's go to the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak.
All right, very good. Because we teased it, let's lead with this. Floyd Mayweather Jr. was trying to read liners at Power 105 for the Breakfast Club. And you know what a liner is? It's basically a small endorsement or a promo read by a celebrity.
Yes. This is the thing that 50 Cent got on board with, right?
Right.
That he said he has some issues, and he does.
And so this is the good folks at the Breakfast Club were kind enough to play this on their radio
station
for us.
Usually when you do these, you go into a separate booth and
yeah,
they
like
do
different
takes.
A production
right.
room.
It's
yeah.
really supposed to be private,
yeah.
but it's meant, you know, for the public.
But if you
overall.
Have an engineer in any circumstance, yeah. you're going to a tape source and you're,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
somebody's
yeah.
listening to it.
I never held on to outtakes, Mike.
Rob didn't.
Here's Floyd
Everyone.
Mayweather.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes... Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
By the way, it's iHeartRadio, and it's
yeah.
not a typical thing to read.
Your Stripes Movement to support hiring. Okay.
Oh God, this is painful.
It's hurt, doesn't
Floyd
it?
All right, we get it. We get it.
All right,
we
so anyway,
okay,
so there's
that's
that.
And that's why 50 Cent is doing what he's doing, and the bet and stuff like. Hey, you know what? The fact is, you know, we had first ladies that you know made it a cause.
Yeah,
the fact
right.
is that it is sad, and it's something we ought to try to eliminate and not just exploit a guy for it. But you know, Floyd Mayweather probably brings it on himself a little bit because he's so damn flashy at the same time.
To
with
give
the,
you background, and you're right, Mike, because you can't be so, if you're so braggadocious about everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get called out. You're a celebrity.
Absolutely. So they used to have a friendship, and what led to this is they had a business dispute where 50 Cent says that Floyd Mayweather owes him like $1 million, right?
Because he helped him set up
his company while he went to jail.
Right.
And instead of just giving the man the money, and that's where the root of all these problems comes from, these dollars, right?
Yep. Right.
And,
yep.
and he says, no, I didn't ask you to do any of that. And it turns ugly into... you know, just kind of the Instagram, and now people have worked with him in the past, found this audio, and said, "Oh yeah, we do have this. You are right."
Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. Let me change the topic to something that brought me great joy this weekend. I hope someday to be as cranky as this old man, Mike. You know, Steve Bridges, the owner out in Iowa of our KCJJ station out there. He's 92 years old.
He's a beautiful man. Beautiful, beautiful human
and I
being.
Wanna
nice
play
rack.
You. I want to play
you. I want to be with him. I want to be with him carnally.
I want you to hear his ice bucket challenge.
First of all, Jan won't help me. Suter doesn't want anything to do with it. I can't get any ice out of the refrigerator. The ice maker's broken. It's not easy. Taking off my hearing aids. I don't want to get my hearing aids. I gotta remove my hearing aids. I don't want to wreck my hearing aids. Here's the bucket. It's cold water, no ice. There, are you happy? Damn happy. I'll give money to the cause. You happy now? Look at me now. You happy? It's a bunch of bullshit. You happy? Thanks a lot.
My favorite ALS ice bucket challenge.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. Oh, that
He's
is great.
Man.
I'm going on his show tomorrow. That's fantastic. I love that.
Mike, can you name this blues singer? Give it a sec. I need your guess, please.
Chuck Moody.
No, the answer is if you were at the Tacoma Park nightclub Republic, Mayor Barry came in and sat in with the band. This is Marion Barry.
Down my knees and pray.
And the thing that breaks my heart, he's not that bad. He's
pretty
well,
good.
It's blues. It's
I know,
blues.
Understood.
Here's a bulletin. I was a blues man, okay?
All right.
The reason I was is because the more challenging music, no one attempts to play.
But it's the mayor.
It is
it's the mayor.
It
it's the mayor for life, yes. Yeah. Fantastic. Smiling and sweating.
And my contrary to popular belief, the tongue is not the strongest muscle in your body.
It's been reported that contrary to popular opinion, the tongue is not the strongest muscle in the body. Yeah. Study was conducted by several disappointed women.
That's your magic audio book. Have a great Monday, everybody.
This concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye, just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177, or email all your technical queries to Ponyboy at Mike O'Mara
show.com.
Don't have the other addresses for you. I ran out of time doing that. But have a good Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.